When the neighborhood block between 7th and 6th Streets in Monroe to Adams was first established, it was considered to be in the outskirts of town. Today, it's a busy section in downtown Phoenix, known as Heritage Square. Did you know Heritage Square is where the last surviving group of residential homes from when Phoenix was first settled?
When Phoenix was originally platted back in the 1870s, it was divided into 98 blocks. This was block 14.
Michelle Reed is the executive director of the Rossin House Heritage Square Foundation and Guild.
This block is about 118 years old.
The land was purchased by Flora Murray Rossin in 1882. She and her husband, former Phoenix Mayor Dr. Roland Rossin, built a house on the lot, a 10-room, two-story Victorian mansion with a large attic. It had modern amenities, running hot and cold water, electric lights, indoor bathrooms, even on the upper floor, and a telephone.
As Block 14 was developed, the owners of the Rossin House sold different lots on their block. And so as each lot was sold, it was developed.
Reed says that's when Block 14 began to change. California bungalows were built on the square, and later the Cornerstone Mansion was sold. It would eventually change ownership several times, turning it into a boarding and flop house and a multi-unit apartment house until the 1960s. Phoenix purchased the square during a city revitalization program in 1974. The idea was to restore the mansion along with the other homes around it.
During the 1970s, a lot of forensic historians went to great lengths to figure out how it did look. And so they scraped down layers of wallpaper, they scraped up linoleum off the floor, and what they found was even though the house had undergone tons of changes through the years, most of the good bones were still there.
The Victorian house was named the Rossin House after it was restored. The other houses were also named after their original owners. All of them have been converted into museums, shops, restaurants, and office space. There's one interesting story linked to the Rossin House. One of its owners had a daughter who is said to be the first woman to marry when Arizona became a state. She and her fiancé waited for the statehood order to be signed. On February 14, 1912, she had a ring bearer who was dressed as Cupid with a diaper and a bow and arrow. Heritage Square's Michelle Reed says newspaper articles from that time shows the Cupid ring bearer was Barry Goldwater. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.